and peace box on the car. I've just been told that we've got to change wavelength to TC7 as opposed to TC4, which obviously is some trouble. This, by the way, is Phil Martindale. I don't know if anybody remembers from Radio Free London West about 3 years ago, and he also got done. So, anyway, here I am back again, and just hope no one knows my real name. Huh. Okay, are you going to close now? Well, change into 227 now. This is RFL.
This is Mike.
Hello, 123, testing 123.
Right,
is it actually working?
Yeah.
Oh, how about that? Is this coming through?
Yeah.
Oh, well, how about... Oh, never mind. You see, I thought I wasn't coming through for a minute. Somebody said there's a record on, and I thought I'm speaking for nothing. Well, can somebody put a record on? Because I'm just... Hmm? We're testing at the moment, actually. Hang about. We're having a little bit of trouble here. Feedback, etc.
No.
Oh, well, I suppose I just have to talk for a bit. Everybody knows that Radio Free London started about 4 years ago now, shortly after the Marine Offences Act came out. And,
was it after Caroline closed or London closed? I can't remember.
Yeah, shortly after London closed down, Caroline kept on for a year. Due to a £60,000 vote from the BBC. Shouldn't really say that, but there you are. You can't really expect much else. And anyway, Radio Free London started out. First of all, it was just the Radio Free London. And then there was Free London North and Free London South. Jason Wolfe used to run the North Station. And
that's
a certain guy by, what was it? Lindsay?
He started after Caroline closed down.
Oh, how bad. Started after Caroline closed down. Well, I can't remember these things.
Yeah. Michael Reeves.
What did he used to call himself?
Mike Christian.
Oh, yeah. Mike Christian used to run the South Station. And later changed his name.
Started on August the 14th.
August the 14th. Here we are. 1968. That's when RFL started.
Radio London closed down.
A year after, when Caroline, more or less.
London closed.
Yeah, all the information's coming through on the phone, you see, and it's been pumped over to me here, just forgotten. It was a long time ago.
We're going to tune up on another frequency, we're right on top of home service.
Oh, we're going on to another frequency, we've just been informed we're on top of the home service. Never mind, we never did like the home service very much. Oh, the poor old beep.
Free London, broadcasting you to you, the people of London, on 224 metres in the medium wave band. That's a bit of my theme to an incredible song by Ananda Shankar. I wish this damn chair wouldn't keep on squeaking, but we've been hearing it in the background all morning. Anyway, now the next record is sort of semi-classical, but I bring it on because it's Christmas, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. And, you need to have your radio really loud, because I can't play it too loud at this end, because otherwise it'll over-modulate transmission and you won't be able to hear it. So I have to turn it down a bit, and turn your radio right up loud for this one. On 224 metres in the medium wave band. That's Sandy Nelson and the number called Let There Be Drums. I'm getting feedback from somewhere, but I don't know where. Oh, it's the chair, of course, the chair is squeaking. So, 1961, Sandy Nelson, Let There Be Drums, Yak and the Yak, the Coasters, 1960.
Take out the papers and the trash!